that? Why? Well, anyway, we're gonna go play the intro and we'll be right back. There you go. Hello! I couldn't see the poopcast, you see, because you're not the poopcast anymore. Anyway, I'm your host, Bullet Chan, and as always, I'm joined by Mr. Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Oh, I can actually read the text at the bottom now. Did you know that Dave is a speedrunning nerd? Also, he likes pasta and is into golfing.
True? Yes.
Does it just make
yes.
Okay. I'm not going to wait for the scroll.
It's great. I'm using that space for such good stuff, man. Also, do you like Debbie's face on the female villager?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Did you cut it, like, just cut it straight across there? You
did. Yeah, I did.
Wow. And why is Peppy in the... What about me?
Well, I didn't find a good picture of you.
You have
just
my
boring
mold.
Ones. Yeah, those are boring, man. I'm not gonna use a boring picture of you, okay?
I don't have like any picture.
I actually wanted to use a big one of you on the top middle where before was the logo of Poopcast, but well, you said you don't have any good pictures, so it just was like, well, two monks, one relic. I hate myself.
Well, Jose's here.
Jose's here.
Hardy here.
Mm-hmm.
Arnlu's here. Debbie's here.
Mm-hmm.
People are here.
People
get
here.
Debbie into the call.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not alone. We're going to be joined by Debbie. And let's move her in. And wait until she unmutes herself. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just laughing my ass off about that, the Viper leak, the Wikipedia page.
Oh, really? Why?
What's on it?
Because of the trivia written down there.
I didn't check.
Now I have to find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Urian's significant other often refers to him as Vipey when casting games he's on.
Who wrote that? Oh,
then,
no.
And then the best thing, Viper will often listen to ASMR videos when doing work for his YouTube channel.
Aww.
Does he actually?
No way.
And then there's even the resource, a clip from Twitch, where I'm telling that to people.
Oh no. Viper's listening to ASMR. That's some big news. Well, we're not gonna go. We don't kink shame here on this stream, so we just appreciate the information.
I like when you go to his Wikipedia page, though. It's very impressive. First, like so many first places on there.
Yeah, it's insane, man.
And then 04 against Mr.
Yep. Destruction.
Destruction big time. Okay, well, Debbie, so we're gonna do with you... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dave, the flashback, please.
Mm-hmm. So last time we had Viper on, it was really good. We had him on for like an hour and a half or something. Talked about all the important things. And I think... we're changing the name from the Poopcast. We don't really know what it is yet. But
yeah.
It's going to change. Age of Friends, Friends of Age, Age of...
We actually need your help for that. My
Friendpires.
Our Discord is already trying to help us out, but it's been rough. Like
all the worst people are in your Discord, though. We got to like branch out a little bit, right? Your Discord's full of okay, they're good people, fine, but they're redundant, just like us. So we need like normal people.
We need normal people. Mm. Do you think you can? No, I was just thinking if I know any normal people. Like I don't know anyone.
Maybe like
ones.
Benji Chan.
Benji Chan is yeah.
He plays the guitar, so he's more normal.
He's pretty
than us.
Normal.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's the flashback, and now we're gonna go into the interview portion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start it off.
Go for
and ask Debbie to just kind of introduce her tournament or what she's been up to for the last, like, has it been a month?
4 weeks.
No? Four weeks, month. Yeah. So what have you, what is ABCD and what was its purpose and how did it go? And
so the thing is, Artemis Place contacted me one nice, beautiful morning and said that she wanted to do something for the age community, but she was referring to her age community and wanted to gather ideas with me, right? So we gathered ideas and then eventually we were like, okay, so we're going to do a tourney. And the beginning we were like, okay, 16 players, but then it became way bigger because Viper also said, oh yeah, I'm going to cast the finals with you. So we had something special for those people who make it to the final, right? So even if the person is losing in the final, the person still is being cast by the Viper. Like so many newbies, you know, dream of that, right? So yeah, so ABCD, Artemis Beginners Cup featuring Debbie. And it just made sense because ABCD, you learned it at school. It's a beginner cup. So yeah.
That's it could technically be featuring Dave because I did cast.
Yeah, true. And today we are double D.
I'm always double D.
Always double D. Aww. I saw that one coming. Yeah, by the way, your Twitter game is really not good anymore, Dave, man. Your newest tweet, that was so bad.
Oh. I thought it was... That's my most, like, popular tweet ever.
Yeah.
Do you see... Yeah, but do you see, Bullet? If you want more fans, more followers, you have to get dumber.
No, no, no. It's easy. I made my most popular tweet is AOE is good.
Exactly. Do you see? Do you see?
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I see. That's how you're successful. Yeah. Okay. So, Debbie, in the future, are you planning to do another one of these tournaments? Or you're like, okay, it was a cool experience, but it's too much time. Too much time wasted.
No, Artie and I, we really enjoyed it. We will talk about everything within next week, where we also will send out prize money from the prize pool. And then we will talk about, we definitely want to do another. But also besides the ABCD, I've been approached by a smaller company here from Germany who want to host a tourney similar to ABCD. They said it's two guys, I think, and they own a company, like a marketing company in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they really liked the ABCD and followed it and were approaching me and asked if I would be admin with them or just helping hand or cast or whatsoever. So and they want to have a bigger prize pool as well. So I'm gonna talk with them tomorrow and figure everything out what they're actually planning. So yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I think me and Bullet have the same question here.
Probably. Yeah.
As soon as you get into prize pools for stuff like this, isn't it kind of concerning that you have like a rating limit, so people could theoretically like play under their level and then enter the tournament to win the prize pool?
Their rules are different. Like, I'm not making those rules. Those two people just approached me and want to have me in the boat, but the rules they are making. And I think they had a ELO limit from, I think, 1700 or something. That's what they, but yeah, I don't really know of if they will have an ELO limit at all. I think they were just thinking about an ELO limit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a problem.
Like, it's not gonna be ABCD rules. They want to host their own tourney. Oh, they're just okay, asking me if I help them.
So if you were gonna do ABCD again though, and let's say you had like a bigger prize pool, how would you like get around that of like the potential problem of smurfs or anything like that?
I mean, you have the AOE2.net, right? And the rules for APCD made it also quite easy to make sure that there are no smurfs. For instance, we were not allowing any people in that just created the account recently and started having their, like, we had the rule you have to have at least 20
it's
ranked games, right?
The woman.
So whenever people just started playing ranked, right when we announced the tourney, like the ABCD, we did not let these people in. Like, only people that have been playing since January and consistently played ranked games, those people were in where we... And when we saw someone dropping ELO from the day when we announced, we always had that due date we were going through, that person also wasn't in. So we told beforehand that we will check their elos, and it might hit wrong people, but it's we were making really, really sure that no one is smurfing in there.
Okay. Yes.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I was just asking.
Yeah. No, it's that...
Wait, shut. My cup is here.
Hello, Viper.
Hello, Viper.
They can, bullet say hello.
Did he just say fuck off?
Yeah, he did
say fuck off. Oh, man. So, such a meanie.
I'm going to tell his dad. Tell him. I'm calling PKZ right now.
Okay.
Again?
You again, dude.
Always the same.
I told you, guys, behave.
I'll get his mom's number. That'll be more effective. Call his mom. Your son's flaming.
No, like, we are really making sure, and it is hitting wrong people. We are aware of that, but we said right from the start, guys, we are making sure that no Smurfs are entering this tourney. So, and we were actually thinking about a 2v2 tourney. RT and I were thinking about it, but we don't know much more. Like, we will figuring out everything next week.
I see. So, you did the whole tournament together with RT, right?
Yes.
Is there anything else? Like, you two guys think you're kind of friends, right? Pretty much.
I wouldn't say like friends, but we know each other. We've also met in person.
You're friends. Like, how do you cast a tournament together with someone and meet them in person and not be friends? Come on now.
I don't know, like, maybe in America it's a little different. A friend to me, someone I've been a long time and I spend a lot of time and we share a history together or something. I wouldn't consider myself friends with RT.
Isn't that a good friend?
Yeah, that's like a best friend.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would think of Debbie as a friend.
Acquaintances?
Gabby?
Like, what's the word?
Debbie.
Debbie.
Gabby. Why would Gabby lamed me the last time I played her? She's not a friend.
I see. But
I think like everyone has their own definition of friend. Like, a friend to me probably something else than a friend to you. I mean, like, you guys, for instance, I wouldn't consider you guys friends, but I know you guys and I like you guys and you are community members. And...
Okay, time to kick you out.
This is called Age of Friends, all right? That's the podcast name.
Okay, let's say friends, and what I'm referring as a friend is a close friend for you guys.
Okay, so okay, that's fine. Fair deal. So anyway, you and Artie, will you like start to do like regular streams together, or is nothing like that planned? Like, some.
What do you mean, regular streams together? Like, me being on her stream, or us streaming stuff... at the same time, or
just together, like playing games and stuff like that?
Oh, we've done that before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But like streaming at the same time, I think RT is not a big fan of that because we share viewers. And she doesn't want to steal viewers or want me to steal viewers, and
girls in competition, eh?
Well, like, I don't mind at all, but I think she prefers it if we stream apart from each other. But I'm not 100% certain. I can be wrong, but that's the feeling I got.
Me and Bullet do the same thing. I mean, we steal each other's viewers all the time, so we never stream at the same time. We made that agreement years ago, right, Bullet?
What?
Years ago, man, we made that agreement.
Years ago, okay.
Yeah.
We only use Dave's stream when we play Jurassic Park. That's the only reason to use Dave's stream. Do you know Jurassic Park? The game in Age of Empires?
You sounded really confident. All right, let's go back to that. Do you know Jurassic Park, the game in Age of Empires?
I think I've seen it on someone's 12-hour stream or something. It's like, or I think I even played it with Rosa once, but it's like 2 years ago. It's like, there's like a dinosaur and you have to run away or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
I actually did that once.
Oh, cool.
Did you know that me and Bullet are both top 5 Jurassic Park players?
Oh my god, that's insane!
Why top 5 and not top 2?
Because, think about it, we have me, you, Shinchi, and then there's I'm sure there's a couple nerds out there that are really fucking good at it. I'm sure there's a couple nerds out there that have been playing it for years. So I got to give them space because I don't want some kid coming in and challenging me and then I get my ass kicked. You know, if I said top two, if I say top five, I got some wiggle room.
I have the feeling, Dave, there's something really deep inside you, like a really strong feeling that tries to get up on the surface.
What?
When you talk about these things, I have the feeling there's like a strong emotional feeling deep inside of you when you talk about these things.
Is deep inside just hurt?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, it just gets through at times, and I think there we felt it a little.
Bullet hurt me a long time ago, and I'm still recovering. So.
I did hurt you?
Yeah.
Was it when I played? No. Okay.
When you got a haircut and you killed Helmet Chin. He was my friend. And you killed him.
Yeah, Debbie's
always
sad.
It was a major blow to the helmet community. That's all I'm saying.
Debbie's always sad when I cut my helmet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
When Debbie... you cut your helmet.
Yeah, like my hairstyle. When I've at the moment I've kind of helmet, you know. When I cut it again, then you're.
That's
sad.
Not a helmet. That's nothing compared to old Helmet Chin. Old Helmet Chin was like a white man's afro, a Swiss man's afro. That's what it was.
I mean. Like your hair is so nice, thick, and so full.
Yeah, oh, this is a great conversation. I like, yeah. Keep talking. Yeah, okay. What a great conversation to be having. It's so nice.
I like it. I like it. Let's go on, Debbie. Dave, how is it for you when you see me on stream, actually? Like, are you then jealous and like, oh my god, the Bullet's hair is so craigasm, and
I'm never going to be jealous of you of anything.
Oh, that makes me sad. Well, you're kind of jealous of my redundancy? Is that a word?
Yes, yeah, that's a word. You're not using it correctly, but it is a word.
It's fine. I don't know how to use English, man.
Dave, are you actually bigger than Bullet?
Dave is bigger than me. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only 170.
And also taller body size?
I'm 176, so I guess I'm 6 centimeters taller than you.
Okay. But what's about dick size, huh?
we'll compare it when we meet up.
First day meet up, we go to the bathroom going, oh, okay.
I just imagine it's like 2 a.m. and my phone goes off and then I see a dick pic of you two guys sending me that.
It's the longer one.
Remember the time on Poopcast?
We'd send it.
We have the answer now.
We wouldn't send it to you. We'd send it to Viper.
And tell him to show Debbie. Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. Where were we actually?
We were everywhere. We are everywhere.
Oh, you were asking like stream to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, from all. There are like a lot of AoE girls now. I think like 15 or even 20. Like, gnome. Yeah, I think so.
Alright, let's name them.
Oh, let's name them. Okay.
We got you, we've got Artemis, we got Odette, we got Smarthy, we've got
Rosa.
Hippo, we've got Rosa, we've got.
Annette.
Gracie, we've got Annette, we've
Gabby.
Got Gabby,
Nadia,
the Ocean Abyss girl.
Ocean Abyss, yeah.
Yeah.
That's 10?
There's like, and then there's a bunch more
Niche,
that I can't even.
11?
Yeah.
Niche, Naomi,
yeah.
12?
Bean Dip.
Are we 13? Really counting up to 20 right now?
Yeah.
You're going to hold Bullet to that number? Because there's easily seven more. Easily.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah,
Bulletia.
Like Snapes. Snape snaps,
14.
Yeah, and then we've got
Doubt.
Doubt, that's a good one. Bullet Tia.
Tringa, ugly.
Yeah, but Tringa. But I
Tringa
haven't
counts.
Seen her in ages.
She's on my Discord, and every girl that is on my Discord matters.
I haven't seen her on any Twitch stream. I haven't seen her anywhere.
Nana Jade, Lady Jade, all the
Nonsensual,
Jades.
Helen is back
no,
as well.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't count Helen's not back. Is she?
She's active on the streams. Yeah, she was yesterday on NBL stream.
What? I haven't seen her in years, dude.
No, she's like the last 2 weeks are like almost
every second
thing. Okay,
let's
leave
it like that. You guys definitely know more than I do, which makes sense. You're guys. You know all the girls.
Anyway, my question was, is there like a girls group clan something? I don't know, where all the girls meet up to play.
Do you want in, Bullet?
Maybe. There is a secret Discord channel. I am not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, that's like the Fight Club, man.
But there's only certain chosen girls.
Yeah. Oh, chosen. But so you're a chosen one.
I'm a chosen one.
Oh, damn.
Man, we need to get into that. They're probably making lists. Who is the cutest?
Oh, the moment. I would love that. Oh my god.
But besides that, no, there's there was the Blacksmith boys, that was Lil Trouble, me and Rosa, I think, when we went for a tourney. That was last year. Unfortunately, I was in Egypt back then and I just watched them lose.
Oh, feels bad.
It was Lil Trouble, Rosa and someone else. Yulinza came later, but it was three girls and someone jumped in for me, or was it a 2v2 tourney? I don't know, but anyway, we lost. But that was the Blacksmith boys. That was
why boys? Just
because
as a joke,
funnier.
Oh,
because of Backstreet Boys, Blacksmith boys. Come on, it, okay. We found it really cool. Anyway, I got kicked out anyway, and then Yulinza joined, and then they actually won something. So, I actually have, like, really hard feelings on that one.
Oh, no. Feels bad, man. And Debbie, by the way, another question for you. So, you're together with the Viper, right? So, Since you're together with Viper, did you notice that your gameplay got better, or you got stronger in the game? Or anything like that?
Just by being near him?
I got more annoyed by people saying things about Viper and consistently asking me questions about him or mentioning his name, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, I would never do that.
Yeah, you would never do that. I know that. No, it is really, like without joke now, it is really getting on my nerves. And it's also really, I was actually crying because of that. Yeah. It's really annoying.
Yeah. I don't blame you. That is. It's not the same level, but it happens with people asking me shit about T90 or like talking about stuff or whatever about him.
Well, Dave, you're just his sidekick, man. So no one cares about you, really. No one cares about sidekicks.
I know how annoying it can be. I do not blame you whatsoever, and it's way worse for you, probably.
Yeah, it's just like yesterday, you just want to have a regular team. I'm going to talk about that, by the way. If there's people that are watching my stream, I'm going to talk about it. I got really aggravated on my stream and I felt really bad for these people. But that's another topic and I will talk about that on my stream. But to come back to your question, my gameplay has just slightly improved since the E, because I was able to play 1v1s. I wasn't able to play 1v1s on Boobly because I wasn't allowed to enter the noob lobby there, the new players lobby or something, because I was considered a Smurf account because Viper used my computer. So I was never able to just 1v1 someone, being sure that this guy is my elo or something. So all I was doing was team games, and you just don't learn as much in team games than you do on 1v1s. Mm-hmm. So my push, like becoming better and get actually a sense or an understanding of that game, started with DE, and actually also just chilling with you guys on like during NACs, like asking question consistently and you guys explaining.
So, yeah, that was fun, just watching games with you and Eustace and Max and everyone.
Let's see.
Eustace, okay. Max and everyone. There you see.
Well, no, I'm thinking like the Nathan most consistent names. People. I was there for almost every match because, like, what the fuck else am I going to do in that corner of Hamburg? But it was like you, the dog, and Max were like the three people that, or three beings that were usually around.
I love Debbie's dog. He's so cute.
Yes, is the best.
The Dachshund.
The Dachshund.
Dachshund.
So indirectly, the answer would be yes, because I'm at NAC2 with you guys because of Viper. But directly, I would say no, has nothing to do with him. Like, I mean, he explained to me some build orders 2 years ago, like slightly, but other people did that as well.
So. Okay, fair enough. So, well, this question is now about the Viper. I hope you don't mind.
No, no, I mean, now I'm on an interview, right? Okay. Now it's fine. It's just like...
I just wanted to make sure so I'm in, in the safe zone, you know.
Yeah.
So before every tournament game, are you giving the Viper a kiss, or Urian? As
what,
a good luck?
A kiss now? For games?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I kiss his fingers because we have that meme that I say I send good energy through your fingers.
Aww.
Because that's what I told him at NAC1 before we got together. So we keep that meme up because he found it funny when I said I send energy through your fingers or something. Yeah.
I see. That's cute.
So Debbie's basically licking his keyboard.
Oh, man.
You're going to do great.
You mean like this one? Like...
Exactly. By the way, Dave, I have to say that. Ornu is one of those people I wouldn't say admire, but I respect the most, like, that I have met through NAC too. And he's also always been in the living room.
Mm. I didn't notice Ornu that much in the living room. But he wasn't there as much as like Max was. He was off because he was studying, remember? Wasn't he studying for something? It was him
Ornu
and Land.
Study at the lawn. That's that sucks.
Ornu has always been there. Whenever I was in the living room, Ornu definitely was there too.
I don't think so.
Dave's just an ass. He only cares about people that give him money.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But you think he's friends with me? Are you my friend, Dave?
No, that was
the first tournament. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, man. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking about NAC3, and I don't remember Ornu.
I think, you know what it might be? Me and Ornu only casted one set together. So it was probably that it was either I was casting and he was in there, or he was casting and I was in there.
And next time, I'm going to make sure that I will put powder on your forehead, Dave.
Oh, you're going to powder my forehead again? That's great.
Yeah.
You do it on camera again so everyone can see it? That's,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
Everyone wants to have that show, right?
See? Ornu agrees. That actually makes sense. Like, I didn't ignore the guy.
That actually makes sense.
We were just on and off.
On and off.
On and off.
So, Dave, your turn.
Okay. So... you're talking about the girls' club and where you make lists about who the cutest boy is and everything like that. Do you notice? Do you notice this community, like as a girl gamer? I don't know how many other games you play, but is this community better or worse, or like where does it rank in terms of atmosphere for girls that are starting out or maybe like known within the community?
I can't really compare because Age of Empires community, besides Rocket Beans community, is like the first community I'm really active in. I mean, Rocket Beans community, I only joined because of Age of Empires, so I'm kind of mixing this in. Because a lot of people I know now, I met through Rocket Beans, so... But I love the community. It's great. If I had to decide RBTV community or our age community, it would definitely be the AOE community.
I
Bulletin knows that.
I remember Bulletin what you said to me there.
Bulletin and I met in Hamburg. Him and Gluttony approached me, and I was so scared that I would meet the worst nerds in my life again. Because
when I met
Rocket Beans community, I was just like, what the hell am I doing here? They were like, really, they're all nice people, but there's too nerdy. Like, they didn't get jokes. They weren't smiling. People of them weren't brushing their teeth. Like, it was just like, I didn't want to shake their hands, right? So I had no idea what to expect there. And then Gluttony and Bulletin appeared. I was like, it was just like, imagine like in a movie when there's like that holy light, like, light coming up.
Did you hear that bullet?
Yeah, that's...
the knight in shining armor.
That's nothing special. That's what's happened to every girl that sees me the first time. But then they notice how small I am, and then they're not interested.
And then the light starts to fade, and, yeah, and reality takes.
It's got flickering. And I try to find a switch again to see.
Oh no.
No, but there was like a moment where I was just like, oh my God, I'm so amazed. Just like the first 5 minutes with Glatanin Bullet in Hamburg were just great. They were just awesome. I felt like home. I even talked about it with Glatanin yesterday. It was just like, I felt home. I was just like, oh, I felt so good. Especially I went through hard times right before NAC1, and I almost wouldn't have gone there. And my best friend, Anna, actually made me go. So thanks to her, I met all these wonderful people. And Viper, of course. Mm. But yeah, I went through really tough times and depressions. It was just like, I felt so home. I felt so safe with these two guys. And that's like the moment I remember the most when thinking how I got involved in this Age of Empires community.
Mm. Yeah, shout out to Glotany, man. He's such a chill guy.
It's kind of cool how like all of the people online, like, that I've met anyway, live up to their online personality. There's no one that's super different. And like, I look at, like, if I watch Smash or Melee or whatever, and I look at the audience, like you were saying, it's all nerds.
Yeah.
And then if you go to an AoE, well, I've only been to one, but I've met people like outside of that meetup, and I haven't really met that many students. So,
yeah,
it's good. Yeah, it's not good. That there's anything bad with nerds. It's just, you know, you don't want a full room of them.
Yeah.
It's, the problem is especially with the smelly ones. Mm-hmm. When you have a full room of them, then it's kind of bad. Do you remember the the first meetup in Hamburg in that small room with the bar, Debbie?
Oh
man, it was so sweaty inside. It was there. So cool.
All I remember, of course, is Vipi and I kissing for the first time.
So I remember that too.
Being it sweaty or anything. Yeah, I remember you standing there and then Svangor like, oh yeah.
I was like, yay! Cheer, cheer! I was like a cheerleader.
And Neely.
Neely was...
Guys, Dave, you might don't know that story, but Urian, Vipi and I, we always make fun of that story. We're always referring to these things. Neely was like, Debbie, come here. I want to talk for you for a second. So I left Vipi and went outside. He's like, Debbie, if you want, you can have the key for my apartment, and then you can just like sleep there with Viper. And I'm like...
That is such a Neely thing to do. What the fuck?
Yeah, but Neely, to be fair, Neely was super drunk, so...
Oh, what? Like, I don't remember him being drunk at all.
It was so,
but he was so serious about it. And I didn't realize that he meant, like, sex, like, just having sex before he comes home, right? I thought, like in my head, because I'm not the person for one-night stands. I can't do these things. Like, I need love, I need trust. I cannot have sex just with guys. Mm-hmm. And I never had in my life. And like in my mind, it was like, oh yeah, falling asleep together with Vipi. Like, that's what I was like thinking.
He's such a romantic guy.
And as the conversation went on, I actually started to understand what Neely actually wanted.
I just love it because everything about that is so Neely. It's like, he's a good guy. So he's thinking in his head, like, oh, I really want to help my friends. Oh, maybe they want to go back to my place. But then, like, his German mind takes over and he's like, how can I do this in the most efficient way? I'm going to pull her aside and give her the key.
And when it clicked, it was too late because I told him, oh, yeah, I don't know. Let's ask Vipi about it. That's what I said. And then I'm like, oh, he doesn't like,
let's
because
ask,
then please. He asked Vipi and then he said, yeah, I just told Debbie, like, and then Vipi joined, right? And then he's like, yeah, as I just told Debbie.
No, he didn't say that in front of both of you.
No, Neely's then, so... like, no, then after, like, and I said, like, let's ask Vipi about it. And he's like, okay, Vipi, come here. And then he's like, as I just told Debbie, I would offer you my apartment key for like 2-3 hours. Like, you don't, and I was like, oh, 2-3 hours? Oh, and then it clicked, right? And I felt so bad. I felt so embarrassed. out of Vibe in that moment. And he was like, Vibe was like, no. And
props
like,
him, yeah, props sure? him.
I mean, it's not like you guys would probably see each other again in the future. Like something like that. Little did he know.
Oh, no.
Is that a prerequisite for Nilly to take a girl back to his apartment? That he's not going to see her ever again? Oh no.
Nilly. Nilly's just.
I love
Nilly.
We are
referring, like, referring to that so often. Whenever we have a movie and there's a key giving to something, we make, like, a joke about that. Like,
well, understandable.
It's our meme.
Nilly is like the Age of Empires meme. He's like the living meme.
Yes. No, Nilly is cool.
He really is.
I mean, sometimes like his jokes are getting on my nerves. Like that's when, like, I have the feeling sometimes I'm the only one telling him or letting him know that I don't find this correct. A lot of people like approach me and tell me, but not him. And I'm like, you don't have to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but no, but like in total, he's a good guy.
Okay, where were we? This one's been really all over the place. <That's> just... I like it though. We're just having a nice conversation.
It's good. Oh, it's good.
It's good. I mean, Bulletin is the moderator, right? So he always has to find a way to go back to his.
I'm the host. Line. I'm not the moderator. I'm just like someone who's trying to do something, and Dave is like the guide. Dave like shows me the way. So Dave, show us the way.
I don't know the way.
You don't know the way. So Debbie, yeah. Different, totally different question. What kind of other games do you play?
Let me open my library.
No, you should know.
Just from your head.
You play, like, okay, let's say the 2 hours you spent on. Some random game doesn't count.
No.
It has to be another game where you actually invest.
I won't read that. So I played a lot The Hunter, actually, Call of the Wild, 2 years ago. I played quite some hours there. Red Dead Redemption 2 just recently. I'm almost through. I love Red Dead Redemption. It's great. I play Planet Zoo, Plants vs. Zombies, and I love horse games. I played a lot My Riding Stables as well.
Are you a horse girl? Were you a horse girl growing up?
No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. I always dreamed of riding. Like, I went riding.
Like every girl. Or almost every girl.
But my parents were really strict. I wasn't allowed to.
Well, that's a shame. Did you do, was it like English style or Western style?
English. Oh, but God. If now, I would go for Western.
Yeah.
You like those cowgirls, huh, Dave? Yeah.
No, it's a different style of riding. The horse. So like Western is what you see in most movies. English is where like the people look like they have a rod jammed up their ass.
Yeah.
And it looks super uncomfortable.
Western saddles are also way more like comfortable for the horse as well. They're better for the horseback. Because like English style, you have to sit like in such a proper, perfect way to not harm the horse, basically. So the reason why my mom didn't want me to go, she just felt bad for all these school horses, that's how we call them, and because they have every kind of kit on their back, and no matter how good or bad that kit is, and they have to suffer through their entire life 5 different kits every day, and she just didn't want that. So yeah, that's why I also not riding anymore. If I would ride then on my own horse, but I would not use any school horses or on any horse farm or whatsoever, because I feel bad for those horses.
Yeah, I just noticed this interview. You're really similar to Viper. You both have like this really quality response, and they're like full of the details and so on. Yeah, I think you fit together.
Viper and really? Debbie. Oh well, it's in, folks. They fit together. Bullet said it.
They have my blessing. They have my blessing.
Guess you can put a ring on it now, Debbie.
bullet approved.
Yeah, bullet approved. It's like the it's only thing that's better is bullet approved. But
this time, baby, I'll be.
Oh. Well, so, do you like singing?
Yes. I wasn't done with the games, though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I also played all Lego games.
Lego?
Lego, yeah. Okay. And Life is Strange, both games. I like these kind of games with decision making, and that's why I'm also a huge fan of the Quantic Dream games, which I will also be streaming soon on my channel, and I'm also into Ark. Yeah, those are like the games I play.
So you're a gamer then? Is that what you would classify yourself as? A gamer?
Gamer, yes. Girl?
Definitely, definitely. Mm. Always been, always will be. Mm. I just don't understand people when I talk to them about like hobbies or something, and they say, no, I don't play anything. I just can't understand. I don't know how people can live without video games.
Oh, I definitely
like,
can understand.
Do you do? Watch Netflix? Like, what? Like, how? I don't understand.
There's a place outside of your room, Dave, where you can explore much stuff, man, and do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I do that too. I also like to go outside, and I also like sports and things and go out with my
dog.
But
there's a time for
like
outside, a time for watching movies and shit, and there's a time for fucking gaming, okay?
Mm. Yeah, well, I definitely agree, but I don't know. Some people... I think most people who are not into games never tried it. That's why. But you never tried, you're not going to miss, right?
Yeah, and I guess if you don't, like, make friends via your online games, it's less of, like, an emotional investment. Let's say you're playing some RPG game on your PS4 or whatever, and you never, like, talk to anyone via voice chat or text chat or anything like that. It doesn't resonate the same way. I suppose. Mm.
Role-playing game. Yeah, RPG
Isn't
game.
Isn't life just a game?
Yeah, life is kind of a game.
Yeah. But like in general, I love games where there's nature. There's horses. And I mean, cowboy and Indians, like that's why I love Red Dead Redemption. So it just like fits perfectly.
Maybe you should play Desperados. Well, maybe that's too hardcore for you. The Desperados is a great game. Just Desperados 3 just came out on GOG. If you want to check it out.
Are horses included?
I think there are horses included. Because it's a Western game.
So you have to travel on a horse?
Sometimes, I think, yeah. But it's probably not your kind of game, I think. Because
is it an ego shooter? Or a shooter?
No,
or...
it's a tactical shooter.
Okay.
So it's from the bird perspective, or how it's called.
Not my cup of tea. Okay. I also don't like The Last of Us, for instance, because it's too much...
It's a movie.
...stealthing. No, if it was a movie where I just have to decision-making, then perfect. I love that. Okay. But like to me, when I watched my ex-boyfriend playing the first game, I think... It was too much like stealthing and then killing like with a know-how because you only have that amount of ammo and stuff like that. That's not my thing. Like killing zombies somehow and it's too complicated.
Yeah.
It's like Red Dead Redemption. It's nice. It's like
you can shoot
we
people.
Have to kill those people and then you hide somewhere and then you go hee and then you hide again and then you go hee and then you hide again. Like it's perfect. It's exactly what they need. GTA with horses.
I don't remember seeing that on the trailer.
That's how it always looks like.
I see. Sounds fun though, but I don't think that's my kind of game. But
Oceaning Abyss, my girl.
I like card games. That's what I'm into.
Card games.
Yeah, because you know the good thing. Yeah, like Hearthstone, just better. Hearthstone's kind of bad.
You don't need any mechanics.
The good thing is I can lie like here at my table like that and have like my mouse here, my sandwich there, my beer here, and I can play like this and still win games. That's why it's so
cool. You're an official girl streamer now, Bullet, because only I've seen girls like Naomi. Have you ever watched her play with her fucking leg up on the desk and her knee like in her mouth? And she's playing AoE like
I can't play AoE like that, sadly.
No, you gotta focus, dude.
Yeah.
That's card problem. Games, yeah. Something like
Gwent. Card
is great
games
because...
is just so chill, and I never go salty.
Never get salty. Yeah, that's such a lie. That is. I've heard you screaming at this fucking screen before.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You squirt tail motherfucker, Jesus Christ.
Scamatel. Well, anyway, move forward. Dave, it's your turn.
Okay.
Unless you don't,
I don't have any other questions for Debbie. We're actually no, Debbie.
Yes.
What are your goals for your Twitch channel? Are you planning on streaming more after this tournament? Are you trying to grow it, or is it just like a hobby for you?
No, I'm actually trying to grow it. I mean, I applied for partnership almost 5 weeks ago now. It just takes forever for them to answer. No, I actually want to grow it, especially since Corona happened and my job and such. And I'm also not like super satisfied with the job I'm having right now. I'm unhappy. So I would definitely go for full-time streaming and make a living out of it. I mean, I'm in the comfortable position right now that I'm not living on my own, right? So I have my boyfriend holding my back, so that's quite good. So I can orientate myself this year to check what I'm gonna do job-wise. I mean, on Kurzarbeit until end of August. I don't know how to explain it in English. It's like the government gives me 60% of the wage I would normally
get. Yeah, you're laid off, but you're getting supplement or what?
I just don't see myself getting happy or like. I really like or being successful in the job I am right now. Like maybe I could be successful, but it wouldn't like fill me out. Like I just don't, I'm not in it. I don't feel it. Like I have the feeling I'm searching for something and I want to figure out what it is. Mm. And I would be happy like being full-time streamer, but then also I also would like to do something else besides that as well.
Mm.
Like voluntarily maybe. Working for NABU, it's the European like animal protection, like really doing something with my hands. So yeah, that'd be good.
Dave, we could do the same. I go full time and you have my back.
Okay. Okay.
Speechless, I see.
I thought you were going to tell me to go full-time, but you're just mooching money off me.
That's much easier.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in that same situation, Debbie, where, like, most people went to work every day, and you were so busy with work, you couldn't really, like, think about your situation. And now that, like, quarantine's hit, and a lot of people have spent months at home and they've got to think about like what they were working on and stuff. I think a lot of people are thinking about making changes in their life. So,
well, it has, I'm quite sure what you're saying is true for a lot of people right now. It doesn't fit me though. I already got annoyed with work end of last year, like October, November-ish, because it was just not much to do and it was always the same. It just didn't fill me out. It didn't make me happy. It was just not what I was looking for. I mean, in Germany, I'm not sure how it is in America. You're quite young when you already have to decide what you want to do later. And now, like, I have so many things I would love to do now, but it's just too late. It would just take too many years, maybe, probably, and going back to school and stuff. And I'm not sure if I would have the energy to do that with 30 years. I'm 30 now. And I would probably be like 36 when I would be starting working, right? If I would do something new now. But there are so many things I could imagine, like I would be happy to do this or that and But when I was younger, I just didn't know. Because how are you supposed to know? Because you're still growing and you're still learning and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, right?
Yeah.
In Germany, do you have to... I remember in Finland, like, they had to pick between like an academic school and more of like a trade school or something, if I remember correctly, when you're like 16 and then you go down that path. I may be butchering this completely, but I think that's how it happened. Do you have to make a similar decision in Germany?
Oh, that completely depends. It depends. We have two different schools. It's called Gymnasium, which is like the highest school. It's like 12 or 13 years.
It's like college, right?
You can study. There's nothing you can really compare it to. Like college is like a small university, basically.
Oh, okay.
But you get the A level. That's how it's called in Great Britain, at least. It's like the highest like certification you can have. Like it's a final exam for the most smart, like for the smartest people. And then you can go and study like doctor, teacher, like all of these high, classy, fancy professions. at a university, not a college, university. And then there's another school that's called Realschule. It's 10 years and you can go for trainingship, like learn a job. You're not allowed to study at a university, like doctor or teacher, for instance.
Yeah, like an apprenticeship.
You can go to a vocational school and you learn nurse, wholesale management, like I did, for instance, even though I had 12 years of school. But and then there's like also different vocational schools, like technical, biology, economics, stuff like that. Like,
there's like he's dying inside right now.
Yeah, no, like he's from Switzerland. I think it's a little different in his country.
Not really. No, go on. No, it's fine. I'm just reading the chat and listening at the same. I just look super serious because I'm a super serious guy. Don't worry about my head. Facial expression. I try to balance it. It's like multitasking challenge, okay?
Reaper, that's so true. I didn't want to say high school because it is not high school. High school in America is just like the cheapest way to get it. Like, it's just so cheap there. High school in the USA, they learn nothing. They can't even like, oh no, I'm not going to do math this year. I'm going to do this and that. I'm not going to do that. Like, they basically don't learn anything. It's just insane.
Well, it depends. It depends on your school. It depends on your state. It depends on where you are.
But in general,
pretty big generalization.
Yeah, but like from what you read online about America, like from
but you're always getting
Americans. I mean,
yeah, but you're always getting the most extreme version whenever you're reading
nothing.
It.
Oh, feels bad, man. Well, no, Reaper, like, I'm definitely not gonna explain car phone English. Definitely not. I don't hate myself that much.
Yeah, but that is exactly the reason why there is colleges in the States. Because on the college, like I went to college myself when I lived in the USA, they actually learn things that we learn on high school. That's what they learn at a college. And that's why they need those colleges, because they need to bring all these different high school variations in the USA on one level. And they use that college for that. And that's why you have to get those multiple credits and continue year for year for year. So everyone leaves that college with the same lack of knowledge or the same knowledge. So and that's the tea, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, and they charge you 50 grand a year.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm so happy that we get charged a lot here too, but it's nowhere near that amount.
Freaking flying Teutonic Knight, paid for doing nothing. I did a lot of stuff, but not every day, that's true. Kava is kind of chill. I agree with you on that. But it's not very well paid. So that's why I changed my profession as well.
I mean, school system and healthcare system in America is just really far behind.
Mm-hmm.
Outdated.
Well, the extremes, at the very high end, it's better than anywhere else in the world. And at the very low end, it's very, very bad. And the average is not very good.
Of course.
It's like,
it always
it's like American healthcare at the very high end is the best healthcare you're going to get anywhere in the world. But then there's 99% of people that are getting fucked over, have to pay for their healthcare.
I mean, of course, for a African citizen that lives in the savannah and the steppe, of course, the healthcare system in the USA is good. But if you compare the healthcare system with Germany, for instance, like, it's like, what is it? It's crap.
Yeah, Daniel, compare it to Switzerland, you're like, well, Switzerland's just the best country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we're just the bravest, nicest, best looking people in the world. Welcome to Switzerland.
Do we have a sponsor for this podcast, by the way?
Yeah, Switzerland.
Oh, that's a good segue.
No, hey, by the way, about sponsors, we might actually get some real sponsors, Dave.
What the fuck? No way.
I'm
Don't fuck with me, man. Not fuck with me, alright? I can't be fucked with, Bullet.
No, I can check with Anchor, because Anchor has a pretty nice program where you get, they make you some suggestions who could sponsor, and then you have to make some spots for them, like, you just have to record audio.
I don't want to sell out to an actual sponsor.
I ain't gonna do it! Not you! I don't care! I'm gonna sell out my soul! Yeah!
Hello, this is Anders Sosomkowski, Blood of Elves. It's a very good book. You should read it. Please put your peepee away. Don't show me your peepee. It's very small. That's bullet on Omegle, by the way.
It's funny because it's true.
It's always the woman.
Well, have you anything to add? One last question or something? Or are we going to go
two and A?
Two
the
and
chat
A.
has questions.
It's always
yeah, that's the two
woman.
And A.
Two and A. Let's go to the two and A.
What does that mean, two and A?
It bullet. He meant to put Q&A on the first overlay, but he put two instead, so it's two and A.
Ah, I see.
That's not what happened, and Bullet's not going to say anything, but...
I see his face.
Can I buy an ad for Clown Cup for 5 beers? Well, all questions about Clown Cup, ask... Casey Irion, Casey underline Irion, or John Slow, or who was the other guy? I forgot
some
his name.
Arena clown.
Another arena clown, yeah. So Bulletin is just incompetent. Yeah, pretty much. Like I'm the most redundant person ever you're gonna meet. Those of when the four butt guilt went. What?
He's like, dude, Ravioli's younger than Frederick, so he's actually like a baby.
Learning to write here.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Bullets, this is a question to ask you to buy at...
I didn't know Reaper was a bot.
Like, I read this sentence from Ravioli like 5 times, but I still just... What? Das of when the four but quilt went von haha. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I'm still trying to understand. It's confusing me so much. I think it makes me actually more redundant.
Oh boy.
When will we see AoE at AGDQ? I thought about it. So when I was doing
Attila
the Hun campaign, I thought about submitting that to AGDQ, but there's so much, like, you have to get so much right, and it's so unforgiving that even if you got in there, there's no guarantee you're going to finish the run. So it's really, I don't know. Maybe someone else can do it. Maybe Sci-Fly can submit.
I now understand, Reaper. For 5 beer, no, I'm not going to make any ads for Clown Cup because I freaking hate Arena. I'm not going to show that I'm going to watch the tournament because I think Arena's boring. So no. But 5 beer is a great price for that. 10 beer. Oh, now we're talking.
Yes, Sci-Fly. He was asking about submitting for AGDQ. That was probably the only time in the last year someone's mentioned your name.
Frederick is 9 years old.
Yeah.
And he's a girlfriend and she's always drunk.
Yeah, that's what Frederick tells us.
Oh, my girlfriend's so drunk.
It's like you're 14.
Yeah, it's just wrecking the name. Oh, if you ever go to the event, Dave, I come with you. I'm gonna be on the couch. I'm like, oh, that was a very good move by Dave. Very smart thinking. Mm-hmm. We like that. Please clap.
Also, like, a lot of the games that they do, not many of them are on PC, right? Like, they all have controllers and shit. So the setup would be weird. Like, the camera would just be looking down at my bald-ass head as I stare at the screen. It'd be a weird setup for them.
Bullet's gonna call out the hype that no one follows. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but I have a question for you, Bullet, by the way.
Oh.
What are your plans with your Twitch channel?
Well, I'm kind of trying to make the podcast more serious. I'm trying to make it a real thing, but
Dave always comes in the way.
No, Dave is not the problem. It's more me, like consistency and all that stuff. The same problem. I wanted to stream almost daily. Age of Empires plus the podcast, right? But then the mat pool in the latest update was so bad, so I lost the whole motivation to grind Bummy once. So I'm just waiting for the next month and then maybe I stream a lot again, but let's see. But a lot of streams will come up anyway this week and next week probably, because I'm going to make some practice match for the AoE Olympics, some migration and islands and so on, and I'll also play my tournament games, so that's going to be some exciting times. I'm really looking really forward to the islands.
Yeah. One. Well, it's really going after the money right now. He even made a separate Swiss-German Discord so that people would subscribe to his Twitch channel. It's amazing.
That's big plans. No, not
we
big plans.
As three, we have to play ranked games one day. It's gonna be so fun.
I don't know if that's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be really funny.
Yeah, the ladder, the team game rank system now actually matches you up against decent people, unlike before. So we might have a hard time.
No. I did not. I'm not from the US. I'm from Germany. I just lived in the US for a year. Can't one hear that?
I just felt the same. I was like,
My English got so bad.
It's fine. Definitely better than mine.
No.
Do you use skincare? If not, why not? I use. Because I like myself. There was another stupid question. I have a question for Bullet Sean. What is in the temperature in your room? Okay, I think I understand. It's like 22 degrees, I think.
What's your favorite Aussie joke?
Wasn't the plan to join the channel and train? I would be absolutely in it. Yeah, that's still the plan, actually. I'm going to make a poll soon for the Swiss channel where we can vote on which day would be the best day for all to play, like in a lobby of eights to get better. Because my plan is to make Switzerland a stronger nation in Age of Empires. Because it's sad that I'm number one at the moment. It shouldn't be that way. Because I'm not good.
The Uber Swiss.
Uber Swiss, yeah. How do I grow a beard as amazing as yours? Just grow
up. You're never going to grow a beard as amazing as Bullet, Frederick.
Poor Frederick, man. Just play more golf with your friends. It helps a lot.
Frederick, I have a question for you. Like when Danish people get older and you're looking at like your first house, do you build it with Lego or do you like buy it? Do you still use Lego? Do adults still play with Lego in Denmark? What is this? Oh, that's your Swiss German Discord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because flying to Tonic Knight is a Swiss guy. If Dunedain will come back, Dunedain is better than me, I think. But Dunedain is not really active right now. So if he will come back and play active, he would be number one again, I think.
I actually had a Lego phase a few years back. I have the Big Bang Theory apartment in Lego. It was like a set available for a while.
Oh, God.
And I had the Simpsons garage and house.
I get Lego, but like Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, it was funny. It was like a set, just limited set. And I had a house, like there's like those different Lego series, right? There's like a house like in Victorian old English styles, and you can like every 3 months there's a new building, or every year there's a new building coming, and you can combine those to a big street together. But I left them at my expo. They're really, really expensive. Like, there's like €250.
What would your dream Civ look like?
Dream Swiss Civ look like? They would be just like super neutral, because they use no color. They don't have a color. They have neutral color. Okay, and the unique unit is. Oh, let me think. The unique unit would be. Helmetcha, and he's gonna use his helmets to throw at enemies, and it's like a throwing X-Men, just faster and stronger, and also it wears a helmet with the Swiss cross in it. I think that would be a great idea.
We should go back to the part of the podcast where Bullet said he wanted to be more serious. And then we should clip it right after this. All right, I think we're almost done here.
Yeah, I'm done pretty much. Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are done, actually. So, anyway, yep. Debbie, anything to say? A shout out to someone or anything?
No, thanks for having me. It was fun. I really look forward to having a poopcast or podcast regularly. I think that could be a really good thing if you get all these people on. And yeah, I think it's a good thing.
For posterity's sake, too. Like in 6 or 7 years, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, wow, we were really redundant.
Maybe. Well, I already think that right now, so... It was fun. Thanks anyway, Dave, for joining me again. And Debbie, well, you're gonna be welcome on another time. And it was good having you here. It was fun. We definitely enjoyed. So we're gonna say goodbye to Debbie. Bye bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See ya, Debbie, another time. Bye bye.
Bye, chat.
So
bye everyone.
Chat, Dave. It was a pleasure. We had a great time. But it's time to end it. I'm gonna upload it as well to Anchor, so it's gonna be on Spotify too and all the other sites. You can check them out there and rewatch it, share it with everyone. The more people watch, the more money I get. The more money I get, the better is the podcast. And when I'm a rich guy, then chat, then we succeeded. Our goal is to get freaking rich, okay? That's our plan. So anyway, thanks for watching everyone, and see you guys next week. For some amazing streams. Anyway, thank you for watching. Bye bye.